Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a little congested right now.
What's wrong with you?
You know this. You know how the weather changes. So sometimes it get hot in the house. I cut the air up, and then I get hot. Then I cut it back down. You know, so and that's all. But you know, I'm glad to be back on
that call, that call from getting naked, then getting hot, then putting clothes on. Can't be flexing. You can't be doing all that flexing.
I can't be doing all of that. I got too much going on right now. I got to get it right. But I'm glad to be back on the air. Oh my goodness! I see we got a lot of people tuning in, and I want to thank you guys
for tuning in.
I apologize for last week. You know, I guess I don't know what was going on, but I did post what the studio, you know, put on our webpage that they were having some technical difficulties. But we good to go. So basically, this is our 30th show. This is our 30th episode.
Wow. That's crazy.
30. I know, right? Can't even believe it's 30. And we've had so many different changes. Oh, my God. Throughout this journey, man. Golly, 30 shows. But, you know, I will say this. I will send a shout out to, you know, Shane and T-Bone, you guys did. If it weren't for y'all, we all started this together. But, you know, we definitely want to give you guys a shout-out. You know, we thank you guys for being a part of the show in the beginning.
That's right.
And, you know, we definitely want to thank you guys for that. And we are going to do some recaps tonight through some of our shows. We're going to go over, you know, some of our old topics, you know, that we discussed throughout the show. But, you know, to kind of start off, Mel, so what do you think about the celebrity lookalike? So what do you think about that? What do you think about that?
I only saw a couple. Like, I saw T-Love that was supposed to be the dude. I don't even know the dude. But the dude that he's supposed to look like was the dude that he always get, like, killed in the movies all the time. The light-skinned
dude. He always
get the bad end of the stick every time.
Get it,
and then
every
somebody
time.
Said T-Love looked like a junior Will Smith, but I ain't see that either.
I saw that. Yeah, somebody did say that.
now that one dude you put on that looked like was that Ronnie DeVoe? Oh, no, not Ronnie. It was the little bit of
Michael Bivins.
Now he looked like him. I couldn't tell with that one. And then now he looked like him. Now he was dead on.
Because see, he used to look like him in school. I went to school with him. So, yeah, he used to look like in school. Yeah, he went to Central with us. Now, I think that chick did kind of look like Peaches, though. So far, Peaches got the most votes. Her and the chick that looked like the girl from Martin. Her, because that's one of my coworkers, Angela. Now, she looked like Trishina Arnold. She does look like her.
She looked like she did put you
in the mind of her too.
She liked the Trishina Arnold when she ain't got no edges, or the one with the edges.
In both. I didn't do one without the edges, but I did a short haircut. I did do one with a short haircut, okay, and then one. But she, I was dead on with her too. If you go back and you'll see, you can look at that one too. I was kind of dead on with her too. They do, yeah, they definitely look alike. So yeah, that was just something that I just thought that, you know, and I've been getting inboxes. You didn't see the Neo dude, right?
No, I didn't see them. Yeah, I've been working so hard today, man.
I saw that. The
dude look like Neo.
Oh yeah. Oh, he told me to do it. He said, yeah, they said I look like Neo. Yeah,
they had one with the hat off.
I got one with the hat off and hat on, and then so he posted one. And somebody told him to post one with the hat on. And he posted a picture himself with the hat on.
And he looked like Neo.
He does look like Neo. So, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I give you that. So he does look like Neo. So I still got more to come. So we're gonna kinda go back, like I said, recap on some of our previous shows. Kind of go back and talk about some defining moments. Yeah, some of the Black History thoughts, you know.
Man, that would be hilarious.
They were hilarious. they definitely were hilarious. They were. You know, we have had some memorable moments. We've had some great memorable moments. We've had some great guests. You know, I went and followed up, and we'll go through the show, and hopefully she'll be able to chime in. You remember the one, because you know you love to say you sound cute. You know, well, one of the chicks who sound cute was the one who does not like giving oral sex. We're gonna follow up with her. Yeah, Michelle. You know, we're gonna follow back up with Michelle. I talked to her briefly. She wanna chime in a little bit. So when she comes through, She's gonna lie and say she ain't been doing it. What's your bet?
I bet that she gonna lie and say she ain't been doing it, and their relationship still strong. Now if she say that they ain't together no more, it's because she didn't do that.
So you. Well, what about you? What you think about the couple? Remember, we had the couple that she liked.
Didn't want to do it.
He didn't want it.
That was too skeptical for me. And then you know what threw me off was when he was like, "Yeah, I stay in Atlanta." Time he said Atlanta, I immediately was like, "Well, he don't really like her." He avoid not one head. He just really don't even like her head. He don't like her head. Her head probably trash.
You know, for a man to turn it down, right?
Yeah, for him to turn it down. But you still with her, you ought to at least try to make her watch some porn or something to try to, you know, make her get it together. But I ain't no way you can just sit there and be with you and you just got horrible head.
People think it doesn't, but that does play a lot in a relationship. It does, because you know what I feel like, you know what you won't do at home, a man will get it from somewhere else. You know, but at the same time
with that, you got to think about it. Like, let's say you in a relationship with somebody and y'all ain't even having sex or whatever. Eventually, so it got to be a line, got to be crossed somewhere, where you have to feel appreciated at the same time. While you doing all the appreciation, you should want to feel appreciated too. Not saying you got to go have sex and all of this and that, but it is other ways you make somebody feel appreciated physically.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can only go so long, man. Come on, man.
That's true.
That's how I just really feel about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, you get what you pick. So, you know, you have to deal with what you pick. So, you know, if you want to deal with that, you got to deal with it until that time comes.
True.
So take a real, real patient, take a real, real patient man to do the all patient woman, too.
That's
go
true.
And work both ends. So,
yeah,
it definitely does. You know, some people, you don't have to build your relationship on sex or whatever. But if your relationship wasn't built on sex, when does the sex come into play after you done built so much on companionship? Once you get so far with companionship, what else is there else to do? It's probably a little stupid with each other.
I know. I was talking to a young lady, and she stated that it was more to her relationship than just sex, but I mean than just oral sex. But I don't know. It's so up in the air sometimes. With oral sex.
I don't know.
Some
men can just be satisfied with just oral sex. Even though if you don't want to have sex, I take some oral sex. I've always been that way. I can give and I can receive orally. So that pleases me. You know, I got homeboy to be like, I don't want no head. I can't nut out no head. I'm like, shit. You can run that leg work for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That leg work for me. And, you know, you can get that anywhere without even making a mess. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of make a sloppy, wet mess. But, you know, like you can get some head in the parking lot and go in the club. You know what I'm saying? But you really just can't. You know, you got to be a little nasty if you have sex in the car, then get out and then go in the club. See, but now, nowadays these girls got this thing, they baby wipes. They'll start keeping baby wipes with them, like you know, that's the new thing. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Now, you know, the women go have sex or whatever in the car, then they get out and wipe down with the baby wipe. They go in the club smelling like nut and Pampers. Girl, you smell like Magnums and Pampers, girl. Oh boy, baby wipes don't get it all the time now. Baby wipes is for babies. That's why I say baby wipes.
Wow.
I'm just saying. That's for real. The baby wipes is for babies. You got these women thinking it's okay. They think they fresh to death after they done did that. Like, oh, I just hit myself with the baby wipe. Man, girl.
And that got it. I'm gonna look up. We had our very first topic was our first sexual experience.
Wow. I told you my first sexual experience, man, that was the worst.
Right.
Because you remember I was telling y'all like I ain't had no rubber, and then they were like, nah, you gonna go get that call. They thought they were gonna get saw too. And they went and got the rubber and everything. They came back with a sheet. Remember the rubber that came out back in the day was called Sheik?
Lambskin.
The white pack. The lambskin. They went my homeboy, he was in the military, so I guess, you know, that's all he really had. He thought he was up at it. You know, I don't think really Magnums wouldn't rely, and I was a little boy anyway. So I ain't care. They went and got me one of them. And man, we rolled around on the bed till we actually rolled off the bed. Onto the floor. I don't know how this happened, but you know, if you make it out, so to speak, like white people, you know how white people making out kissing or whatever.
It's your first time.
So, you know, we laying on the bed, you know, I'm on top of her, we kissing or whatever, then you know, you do the little roll or whatever, you know, you getting into it, and we just kept rolling. Just rolled off onto the floor. That was awkward and everything.
Right. Well, we did have like some emails on about. Remember, we had one where Shane said about his first experience was a midget. which you know, like I explained to the caller, I think that was just a joke. I don't think that was,
it had to be.
Yeah, I think that was definitely a joke. I don't believe somebody as tall as him would have even took the time to have a sexual experience with a midget.
You gotta pick the midget up and all that type of stuff.
You know,
it's a fine midget though.
I mean, you love to say these midgets fine. Why? Cause they got big old butt.
Right.
The little midget
without the big forehead with it, though. You know what I'm saying? They got the midget with the fat butt, the little tiny, the little bow-legged. It look like a little bit of pretzels. The midget be fine. I seen some little scripper midgets, boy. Them little midgets were tough. Write them out of alcohol. Write them out of alcohol, but that motherfucker get tall.
if any of our callers want to talk, definitely want to chime in with us, go ahead and press 1 so we can see that you're on the air. I know I do have a, I do see we have a lot of people on, but I don't know until you press 1 if you would like to actually chime in on the show tonight.
And speak and say something.
So, yeah, you got to say something. I mean, that's just mandatory. Because what we're doing tonight is we're going over our previous shows. We're going to kind of talk about some of our previous guests on the show. And some of them will be chiming in, hopefully. But if not, you know, of course, you know, Mel and I can carry the show. But we definitely would love to hear from some of you guys. So our very first show was our first sexual experience. And we kind of went over that a little bit. And I can remember talking about mine was at that making in downtown.
I'm trying to figure out how you wound up at the making in.
look, we were young. It was $30. It was cheap. You know, making in was cheap.
Yeah.
So
okay, listen.
You know.
To this day and time. Okay, is it okay to get a cheap room these days?
No, not at our age.
Why not? Tell me why, tell me why. Would you feel less respected? Or would you just feel like, well, maybe, what you mean?
I'd be
at the Marriott chilling or whatever. I don't really get room for sex or whatever. I just like to get room to relax. But I feel like, you know, if you inebriating and y'all out, and the closest thing closest to you is whatever close to you, I don't see nothing wrong with it. What you mean? You think it's filthy? You think it's I'm not saying get the bottom of the barrel. I'm just saying something like Days Inn or Holiday Inn Express, you know, a $50 or $60 room. You that ain't gonna fly.
I mean, my whole thing is when you doing something like, you know, you doing something like that, I feel like you should actually, you know, spend a little change. You know, I don't really agree with
it. Valentine's Day though.
I mean, but so you think it got to be Valentine's Day just to No, it don't have to be valid.
I mean, but I'm just saying, if you're traveling, you're looking out for both of y'all well-being. You can't make it to your place or your where you live or whatever. Y'all drunk. Okay, let's say you at a party that's connected to a hotel. And the hotel really, you know, they ain't bad, but, you know, they cool or whatever. And you just, you know, you just too drunk to even go home. So you're like, man, I'm going to just get me a room right here.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay, yeah, I'll just see it because, you know, like if somebody call you and be like, hey, you know, we finna go out of town or whatever. I'm booked a little room, or whatever. Then you get up to the room and the room's some bullshit. That really means he really just don't really care about you. But I'm just saying, I'm talking about on the circumstances. Now, if a dude set up a date where he's taking you out of town, he should put you up in something nice or whatever. If you gotta have that much respect. Or if she does, if she'd be like, I don't care, whatever. That means she's just really a freak anyway.
Right. Now, we talked about on another one of our shows, we talked about living a dominatrix life.
Remember that?
All of that stemmed from that movie, Fifty Shades of Grey.
And that's when we got into the fetish thing with that.
Right. I'm still not. Go ahead.
You still not what? Now, I'm listening. I'm thinking you finna stop, but you go ahead.
I'm not into the whooping and all that. You know, I don't want to be beat. So that's not my forte. Go ahead.
So won't you just create your stop word? You know, see how far he'll go, like with spanking, you know, how hard he can spank you. And once he spank you so hard, you tell him your red light word that make him know to stop. Let's say if he like to do that and you want to please him and you tell him, you know, this is my red light word. Now you got to stop. My red light word is church is chicken or anything like that to the sort. So every time he slap you on the ass, if he get harder and harder, you be like, oh, church is chicken. That means stop. So he should stop. And maybe that, you know, maybe you might start liking it.
You ever been choked before?
They saying
you funny as hell, man.
They saying you funny.
Church of chicken. anything popping off when you calling that food name, I better be eating. I am not finna. No. It better be.
Well, it can be any kind of word you want to name. It can be any kind of word you can name that'll let him, make him know. You got to stop. If he's choking you or anything, he choke you too hard, you know the word to say to make him be like, stop. Now, if he keep going, this nigga trying to kill you.
Church of chicken.
Yeah, my stop. My, I ain't got no stop word.
We had another topic about women who play the role of wife with no ring.
Right. That was real touchy, man. That was so touchy.
Yes.
That it made a lot of women, like, really be in their feelings about that. Because you got double standards. Because, you know, you got some women that they doing a lot of stuff that a wife would do. Like, as far as, let's say y'all living together. And you call home, she cooking your dinner. She running your bath water. She doing washing your clothes. She doing all this. She doing everything a wife would do. So when you get married, you know, that make the man probably be like, well, you doing this already. I'm just chill. I ain't going to marry you no time soon because you're doing all of this. But at the same time, how far could a woman go? That's what made the topic so crazy, because how far could a woman go as being a woman? Because all that kind of stuff should be instilled in her if she was raised right. It should be instilled in her to do that for her man. So
right.
It made it kind of feel kind of crazy because, you know, what can a woman do without doing all of that, without playing a wife role? What can they do? What can they possibly do?
Right.
As far as, like, sex goes, you know what I'm saying? Can you restrain the sex, or you just not have sex, or, you know, or not cook dinner? You know, what can she do to make a man stay if she's not doing any of those things?
I mean,
you see what I'm saying?
It ain't nothing she can do.
So that's why we were all arguing about it.
But see, this is the thing that made me mad, though. a lot of y'all men want this type of treatment and don't, you know, y'all want this stuff. Y'all want that dinner ready, you know, when you get home. Y'all want all that bull. I just, you know what, I'm just glad that in my life I don't have to deal with that. I like the fact I don't have to cook. I mean, of course, you know, everybody in the world, y'all, everybody know I ain't really no good cook, you know, but so I don't have to worry about that. And see, that's the thing with me. That's probably why I couldn't keep nobody, because, you know, I was dating one guy at one point that just wanted, you know, you wanted all these duties. And that's, again, I'm like, now how the hell you want all this, you know, you want this, your dinner ready, yeah. This, they want me to do this, do that, you know, but then, no, you weren't trying to do nothing right.
He wasn't bringing that to the table.
Right. Nah, you just doing all this.
So what about a role reversal? What if a guy is doing everything like that? Would that make him feel less of a man if he cooks and cleans and do all these certain things? Would that make him feel less of a man at the same time? See, that would have double standard.
That's the thing. I don't think so. I think he'll be a great man. If we switch the roles and how, like, what the topic basically was about that time,
right.
That day was about
playing the role
right,
of a wife.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
he could be a husband.
Okay.
He could be a house husband. He could be a house husband.
Would you feel appreciated? No, I don't know how. I don't want him though. But would you
I feel belittled as a man to be a house husband. I can't be a house husband. Some people get comfortable with that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can see if you are doing something, you got a plan. But when your plan turn into 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, there's got to be a break in there somewhere. You know, I know women that go to school and go to college. You know, like, I got homeboys that probably, like, sold dope all their life. But they old lady was in college, and they were paying for her college. You know what I'm saying? He paid her way through college, all the way through college. He paid her way through college with dope money so long that when she graduated from college, she was a doctor. So when she graduated from college, she immediately she was so ranked up with her degrees that she opened up her own practice and hired him as a secretary. He stopped selling dope. She was making $500,000 to $600,000 a year by that time. And he didn't have to sell dope no more, but he put her through college. But it was just that easy. But
they're together right now.
Way out in the woods somewhere, like a big old house. They got a whole bunch of children. He the babysitter and everything. She go to work, but I pay these $300,000-$400,000 worth of this drug money to put you all the way through school. I at least get to take me a break, breather. I ain't got no education, Colin. I ain't never known them butt sale though. But I paid for your education.
Yeah,
I paid for your education. So both of us in the REAP D benefits, and you know, and it's good for her because she's constantly working, and, you know, he's watching the kids. And
right.
His secretary at the doctor's office. So he getting a check, too. So, you know, they're keeping the money in the family. Now, that's cool. But, you know, you got to be running out. They ain't got no plan.
Oh, no, I know. Don't nobody have no plan. I mean, there ain't too many plans.
Nah.
Which leads to one of our other topics, which was the one where we had Michelle on, oral sex and people that do not like it. So I'm going to go ahead and spill the beans on Michelle because she's probably tired tonight. Michelle is actually expecting a baby right now.
See, that's too much sex. It was too much penetration. See, she's supposed to swallow that baby. She's going to be pregnant right now. She swallowed that baby.
Had she done her duties. And she done her duties and swallowed, she would not be pregnant right now.
Not be pregnant right now. You hear that, Michelle? You hear that, Michelle?
Yeah.
And you didn't want to be pregnant. You didn't want to be pregnant because you were, the reason you were talking about a lot of that type of stuff, you were talking about how your career was and all how y'all worked together. Not worked together, but y'all had two different kinds of corporate-like type jobs. Well, you didn't have time to do all this and do all that. Now you're pregnant. Now you got to still be in the corporate. See, you should have been swallowing instead of hollering.
You should have been swallowed.
That's a slogan.
I like that.
I give me
like
a T-shirt
that.
I bet. I need me a T-shirt.
Yes. I like it.
Shout out to Michelle.
Shout out to Michelle and her new baby. And they are getting married in a couple of weeks.
That was up.
So... Yep. So eventually,
it's gonna come to a point where Buddy Boy gonna need some oral sex if she's about to have a baby, and you know you really can't really do too much, and especially if you know the doctor
you
be like you can't have sex for like
you right.
a month. So what he gonna do? Now what
you're
is
right.
he gonna do?
That's right. So now we have sexual positions that get a woman off.
I'm out there. I'm the king.
I remember. And I really didn't like this particular topic because, you know, this is what hearsay. I say each woman.
Come differently.
You know, I think each woman should come different. You know, should come differently. We have different ways that we feel on our own anyway. So you know, this was one of the topics that really wasn't something that I really was into. You know, and also you know we just talked about the next topic went along with the dominatrix lifestyle. And
right.
this was a really good topic that our life coach touched on, which she is chiming in on the show right now. She is chiming in, so I'm kind of going back and forth with her.
That's my boo.
Yeah.
That's my boo.
Your boo is listening. She is definitely listening. So we had the one where how long should a man wait for sex upon meeting a female, and Carolyn really touched some great pointers on with this as well. So you guys go back and listen to some of these shows that we're recapping on. That's why we called it today our 30th show rewind, because we kind of going over everything that we've talked about since we've been on the air. And
right,
We've had some interesting topics, and you know, and they just keep getting better. You know, everything just keeps getting better. Yeah, so I would like to say, you know, and it's more that we're doing. We got a photo shoot coming up for you that we'll share with you guys. Of course, you'll see the pictures on Facebook coming up towards the end of the month. So we got a lot of things that we're working on for the show, but we definitely want to make this 30th show a great rewind recap show. You know,
I think it's gonna make people go back and listen to the shows for real, because they probably like, oh, I want to go hear that. I gotta hear about that show, and it's easy to go back and listen. All you gotta do is just click on it, and then that's done. You listening into the show. It'll feel like you there because you didn't hear it at first.
Right,
so, like
so
you
definitely
to it, so.
Go back because, like I said, our life coach had a lot of great pointers on these shows. And, you know,
she taught me.
What now?
She taught me to be the man I am today.
All right.
I'm trying to tell you now.
So, and we stated that, so for us, we feel that, and our life coach just commented on our post. Man, she owe you. But,
I thought she loved me.
She does. You know she do. You know she does. You know she does. And we
like
are gonna
do
it. Yeah, she playing with you. Know she just like to. You know she just like to play with you, man. You know she your low key wife. You know. So We will have some shows in the future coming up where we will have Carolyn back for sure. You know, we definitely have her to do a whole show because she's good at what she does.
Yeah. And whenever Carolyn be talking, I be feeling like I'm in the little therapy seat, the little half lounge chair.
Right,
you know what I'm talking
about? Like you're laying down on that couch.
And then
right.
She'd be like, Mr. Johnson, she'd be like, ding, Mr. Johnson, your hour is up, sir. Like, man,
right.
I just paid you $25,000 for this. That's how I be feeling.
Okay.
Like, I be feeling like I'm like super filthy rich, like some type of mogul. And I go to Carolyn just to vent and listen to her tell me what else I need to be doing. And like, she's like, bing, Mr. Johnson, your hour's up. I'm like, man, I just paid you $25,000 for this hour.
Right.
One day.
For one day.
One day.
So, since we're on the topic, how long should a man wait upon meeting having sex upon meeting a female? Let me tell you how I feel first. I just think that it's really no time limit. You know, but not the first day. I say that, not the first and second day.
No. You are about to contradict yourself. You remember when we first did this show, you was I was telling you, if you in the mood, if the vibe there and the feeling that if it gonna happen, it gonna happen. You can't stop what already from the what God gonna let happen. I had told that girl one time, man, it was probably, I'm gonna tell you, man, I might have been about 18 years old and we was at a sleepover and we were getting drunk. And my game was, I told the girl that God wanted it to happen, and she did it. If the vibe there and you in the mood to do it, why hinder it? I feel like you grown and you protect it. I feel like if it happened, it happened. You know what I'm saying? It just happened. But you can avoid it by not even attempting to put a person in the mood to even want to do that. Because, you know, a man be like a little boy when he, like, chilling or whatever. You go to kissing on a man's neck, the more he start turning to the Hulk. Then, boom, once he turned to the Hulk, you know, you can't really stop the Hulk. You know what I'm saying? You want to stop the Hulk, but you can't stop the Hulk. Nobody can stop the Hulk. So if you keep doing it to this dude all the time, he going to start feeling like the Hulk. He ain't going to want to be stopped. So you got to chill. You're like, nah, I ain't finna kiss on your neck no more. I'm finna not put my thigh on you. I'm finna not do none of this and none of that. And call me back down to Bruce Banner. Because you keep touching me on my neck.
Well,
keep kissing me on my neck. We going to have a problem. Fine the city.
You know what?
It's all.
And that leads, somebody said you're going to both head wide open. Okay,
what?
We have nothing. The next topic that we had was love and lust. What's the difference? Do you feel like, I feel like at first, of course, everyone knows that. At first, it's always love. Carolyn spoke deep on that, so you guys need to go back and listen to some of these shows.
All these shows, we talking about me and Carolyn were dead to the right. I was so right, and she was like, "I agree with Mel,"
yeah.
And she a life coach.
But she agreed with you, right?
Yeah, she was agreeing with me on a lot of stuff.
I know it. And I was thinking, since y'all can get y'all license together. I was thinking about that. Yeah.
I wonder, can I pay her to do me and then let me be in there with her? And then, you know, can I be under her license?
I think so. I think you can do that.
I think I can do that too. It ain't what you know, it's who you know.
And you know Kim.
So if she's a licensed degree owned life coach, I feel as if she were to open up a practice of life coachable stuff, I feel like she should let me in and point them down the hallway when it comes to stuff that I can give people advice on and coach them.
And there it is. Carolyn, you hear? You hear, Carolyn?
Coach Mill.
Okay.
She don't want me. She might kick me up out of there, though. She don't want me to be in now. Cause I might take over the business.
Y'all finna say they gonna probably let you probably end up taking over. The next show that we had was when choosing between two relationships, what's more important, true love or finances? You guys, you need to go back and listen to these shows. They are the truth. And you know how you go back and watch the series of Power, because I enjoyed that. If you go back, you will really get some good laughs if you go back and listen to some of these previous shows.
And knowledge.
Right. And knowledge. Now, I want to, for myself, I can say I want to be happy. I don't have to be filthy rich. I would just like to be happy.
Would you want to be financially stable?
I would like to be financially stable. On both ends. I would love, but see, this is the thing, though. I can love him, and we can work together to make the finances better. We can, because we're a team. So as a team,
we can
make things happen, you know. And I'm looking at that now in my life right now, you know. When you with somebody and you support them and with what they're doing, but I want to be my mate number one fan. Whatever they striving to do, I want to be there because I feel like and what I'm trying to do, we can help each other build what we.
It ain't right. And you know what? It ain't many women like that. And that actually makes you a good woman. After all the time, I thought you really, really want shit. you actually a good woman.
What
any man want a woman.
You just told me, Nikki, you still.
Yeah. I know you to be out the bullshit with you.
I know you do. No offense taken. Yes,
Go ahead,
babe.
Yeah, it is hard. You don't meet women that would be a dude number one fan, especially if he's doing something like people don't see no opportunity in. Like let's say like nigga be local rapping and stuff, and they old ladies that get tired of them being a local rapper. You know what I'm saying? It's just like nigga, you've been local rapping for like 14 years, like, you got, like, some of the first local rap CDs. Like, you still, you ain't even got on Apollo stage yet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if you got somebody putting forth effort always works and it always builds a relationship, especially if you're somebody's number one fan. I don't care if they the trashiest rapper ever. If your old lady thank you, fine, nigga, I'm fine. I don't care what anybody else say. My old lady think I'm fine, nigga. We fine. Both of us fine. We fuck y'all.
So I feel like with that topic, we can love each other to death, and we can work together to get the finances the way we want. Yeah, we probably gonna struggle a little bit.
We agreed on that. We agreed on. I'd rather have love than the finances.
Because I'd be pissed off looking at a nigga. We got all that money, nigga. I don't even want you. I'm still looking at you.
Yeah.
I mean, then you gonna want to touch me. So I ain't gonna want to touch you.
You could be the rich. Exactly. You ain't gonna. It ain't gonna be there. But you got women. You have women like that want to just be that. You know what I'm saying? They want to be that. They want you to cake them and do all these nice things for them without them giving nothing in return or whatever. They just want to be like some arm candy or some kind of model or whatever. Like. You ain't ready to benefit me. If I'm not in a relationship, when I become a real, real super mogul, like when I do reach that peak where I open up multiple businesses with, like, you know,
right,
half places out around the United States, if I'm not with nobody and they weren't with me shooting in the gym, ain't nobody finna be shooting in the gym with me. When ain't nobody finna be on the real court when I'm out there balling. You know what I'm saying? You ain't with me shooting in the gym, learn how to shoot these free throws and all this, and you right there with me like, baby, like you can make it, you can do it. I'm proud of you, all this and that. If you weren't with me doing all of that, then I just all of a sudden just pop up and be like, boom, but that nigga, that got bread, that nigga, bro, he balled, he got everything, all his folks took care of. I won't be able to be in a relationship because I know the type of person that I would be. I would just be just around just buying women. I would do that because it wouldn't be nothing that would satisfy me because I got everything I need. And, you know, money can't buy love, but money can keep you all right till you dead.
Right. That's true.
So if I can't have, if I get to the point, let's take Floyd Mayweather, for example. He got so much money, he do what he want to do. He got an old lady, but his old lady understand that he do what he want to do. It ain't nothing she can do about it.
Right. She's
going to still be there. But he got love for her because she know where he came from. But you know what I'm saying? She went with him shooting in the gym. None of them four.
Right.
Floyd Mayweather actually got it all his own self for his trainers and stuff like that. He got it all
right.
out
right.
mud, for
right.
real. So, you know, his family really wouldn't, you know, that's why he act the way he act, because he ain't really, he don't know what love really is. All
right.
he know is I got a place in California. All my cars white. When I go to New York place over there, all my cars black. I go
right.
to Georgia, all my cars red. And I don't even get on airplane with clothes. But he living it up. That's how I would be.
Right.
I'd just be living it up. You gonna deal with it or you ain't. If not, I can buy you.
Right. I mean, and that's the truth. You know, this was one of our major, one of our big topics. I mean, we had so many viewers and people to go back in and listen to this. If you guys haven't heard this one, definitely. Oh, and I thank you guys for letting me know on Facebook that you guys.
Huh?
Side pieces. You know, and there are rules for being a side chick. You know, there are the side chick rules, you know, and I will say, you know, you have to know your place. You know, I couldn't be a side chick just because of my, you know, and this is the same thing I said on the show that night, because of my selfish ways. I want him when I want him. You know what I mean? I want that time when I need that time, you know.
You want to go to the movies. You wanted to go to the movies.
Right.
And
you know, I don't need, and see, you know, that side piece, no, she either going to get the day after that weekend after Valentine's Day or that weekend before.
She know.
She
ain't getting none of that.
You ain't getting that. You not getting Valentine's, period. You going to
yeah.
get that weekend before Valentine's Day or that weekend after, because the main chick going first, regardless of what.
I'm
going
to tell you, look,
she going first,
I'm
going to
tell you like
you
this.
You're going to
define, that's a defining moment. Any woman out there listening right now, if you think you're in a relationship with a dude, it's free game. If you think you're in a relationship with a dude, February the 14th, if you ain't with him, it's not with me tonight. It don't really matter. It don't matter. It's just another day. Unless both of y'all at work, you is a side chick.
You are the side piece. Get that.
I don't care. Valentine's Day takes it all.
You
Valentine's Day
you,
put it down.
How much you mean to that man?
Exactly. I don't care. You know how women. You know, side chick. More women. They get like, I get Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day come. The beautiful ones always be like, Valentine's Day every day for me. It ain't gonna really make no difference. Let these women have their man on that day, cause you knew you was a side chick anyway. Let these women have their man and let him shower her with the gifts, cause it's always been a ritual. It's always been something to do. That's why they call it Valentine's Day. That's why I always see hearts and candies and chocolates and stuff like that. So if it was just any other day for you, why bicker and beef about it and be like every day Valentine's Day for me? Them be the one that be saying that, it's been a side chick so long that they know how to control the situation. It's stuck in their head that's what their rolling job is.
That's not for me. Send aside chicks and flowers
on Valentine's Day and pull up at her jaw. She's going to feel crazy. She's going to feel, whoa. She's going to tell everybody.
Let me get a selfie. The side piece gonna do selfies. You gonna see those flowers all damn day. Let me get a selfie. But then they gonna be came out with so much stuff.
Like by the time they come out around again, the selfie stick gonna be done played out. It gonna be some new shit they got. It gonna be some shit where they can just telepathically get pictures with you without you knowing it.
Okay. That lets you know, like we just stated, Valentine's Day lets you know your position with this man. I'm trying to tell you.
You can slide on Thanksgiving. You know, folks be like, you gonna be with your family. You know, you can slide on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
you can get away with
Christmas
that one.
Too, especially
Christmas too,
yeah. Kids and that, yeah,
with your family.
You
but get what Valentine's Day hit. That is your significant other's day.
That is your S.O. day. Do you hear me?
You fumble the ball. Fumble the ball on that day, but there's going to be some heat in the city then.
I'm trying to tell you because I'm sitting late. It's going to be so rough
in making next year. The way Facebook be looking to me now, it's going to be so rough in making next year Valentine's Day. Well, somebody might get killed by that little jailhouse site. That'd be everybody go to. The day after Valentine's Day, that thing gonna be full of folks. Vandalism, bus ties, bus running. It's gonna be a lot of family violence charges.
You know what?
I hate to call it like that.
You know what? I really, now look, y'all, now man, you know this. We do tell jokes on this show. So
right.
Do you think? And I'm not gonna call any names because you gonna automatically know who I'm talking about. And I'm sure they listen to the show anyway. You think they gonna propose to somebody this year for Valentine? You think he gonna propose to somebody this year?
If they do, I need to see some kind of type of counseling papers. I need to see where they went through something. Niggas, listen. All because it's Valentine's Day and you so simple-minded niggas out there that don't have no kind of creativity about yourself except for to go to the pawn shop or go to Freedman's or the Forever Diamonds or K Jewelers and spend your check on an engagement ring. Man, you know how much other stuff she would have appreciated? Besides that engagement ring that you forced on her because it's Valentine's Day? You can't force that on a woman, man.
You can't.
So if you go spend $1,000 on a ring, imagine what you could have did with that $1,000. You could have took her out on a trip, man. She would have been more happy with that trip than that ring.
Let's go on vacation.
Look, pop up at the house with them. Look, baby, I got these tickets. Buy a ring box. Buy an empty rain box.
Let go of the baby.
Buy an empty rain box and put a ticket inside the empty rain box bag, or whatever. Or buy a cake or something like that. But do not get engaged on Valentine's Day. Would you
do
see that
not,
all the time? And the woman, man, do
yes,
not,
do
not,
not
please,
do
I'm begging y'all.
Listen, fellas. No, that's a no-no for Valentine's Day. Do not propose, okay? Nobody. Maybe Christmas.
On Valentine's
Day.
Nobody. Do not propose on Valentine's Day.
Nobody.
If you've been together 15 years, I know women right now still engaged from 7 Valentine's Days ago.
You buy
a new ring every year. You got to get creative, man. Y'all can't just sit around and be thinking a ball of liquor and a ring. You ought to be tired of that too. Do something different. Step outside of the box. Go zip lining.
Do something different. Y'all better go back and listen to some of these old shows. We ain't playing. We keep telling y'all this is real out here, though. It's real.
Exactly.
It's real.
This is real, baby.
It's real.
Let me find out
y'all
getting engaged next year for February.
And I look, y'all better have to turn up when if y'all pass that ring. Y'all had to turn
Guess
up.
What's cool? Guess what's cool for the younger generation? Get your girl the Valentine J's that come out. Grab one of those. That'll be cool. Don't get engaged, little niggas.
Do not get engaged on Valentine's Day. And if you do, don't post it.
Yeah, okay, exactly. If you do get engaged on Valentine's Day, don't post it on social media because you ain't going to get married.
Because you got to play cleanup for the rest of the year. You got to play cleanup for the rest of the year, okay?
Bruh, everybody I know that got engaged on Facebook last year still ain't married.
Ain't nobody married, and then so I'm telling you, I saw so many engagement Valentine's Day, and this is no joke. Nobody married. Nobody.
They don't even talk to each other. They don't even talk to each other no more.
And some people ain't even talking to each other.
They got each other blocked.
Y'all know how me and Mel do now. Y'all know we love y'all. We friends.
Man,
I'm gonna give it to you.
Blood raw.
We love you, but we got to give it to you. No harm intended. We just having fun. I hope y'all somewhere laughing because this is nothing serious.
It's real.
Side chick Valentine's Day defines your role, and men Valentine's Day do not propose. If y'all don't listen to nothing to Turn Up Tuesday Crusade, those are two things y'all need to listen to. We know what we're talking about. That is a guarantee.
The rain caught the income tax check with $2,000. The rain caught $1,500. He scraped with them files. Yeah.
I'm trying to say the next show that we had was how to keep the spice in your relationship, and that show, that's where we had married couples chime in and talk about what
right.
they. We had a couple, I think. About 15 years, 123 years, and then one couple
on there, man. They were so cool, man. They were like, you know, and he was like, he'd do everything for her. He was like, he'd call home, go to work. He had a stuttering problem, but she loved him.
Mr. Dare from New York, he was my dad's military dude.
And he would call home. All he do is tell jokes all day through the house. So he'll go to work. She ain't have to do
like
nothing.
That.
She had a job. He was like, she had a job, but he let her keep her money. She did what she wanted to do with her money. He took care of the house. He came home and even washed his own clothes, wash dishes.
He just let her be there. But like he said, though, she catered to him, too, though. You know, she put on that lingerie, and they in their 50s. So it is what it is.
That was the spice, man.
That's how you keep that spice up. I bet you cash money. Their relationship ain't on Facebook. They ain't got this.
None of that.
That's why, leads to what we talked about from some of our previous... see what we talked about previously. You cannot air your relationship on this social media. You can't.
Our next show, we need to touch on the subject of the Woman Crush Wednesday and the Man Crush Monday. We need to touch on that and see what people think about. We got to think about that. We got to see what people think about that, because it's starting to begin to be people actually posting it out of spite.
That's what I'm saying.
Or just doing it, not meaning to do it.
If I see one more that Monday, what is the Woman Crush, and my friend Jennifer, one more dude post her, I'ma get him. So why y'all keep posting my girl? She is pretty. She got it going on, but damn, what y'all trying to do? I mean, I know you trying to be funny. Why you keep posting my friend like that? Stop it. Stop it. No. It's a no-go. Stop it. I don't want to see letting her dude do that. I don't need y'all. I don't need these randoms keep doing my friend like that. Y'all let her do it. Y'all let her dude do it. I think that scare dudes away anyway. You don't think so? I mean, damn.
I don't think, you know what? None of that don't bother me, because none of them ain't me. When I see stuff like that, like on Facebook or whatever, and I be looking at it, I be like, none of them niggas don't be me. It's just Facebook to me.
I mean, she put a post up like that one day. Man, stop, you know, y'all, I thank y'all for doing that, but you don't have to do that. No, get me off your page. Let's don't do that.
Mine been the same one for about 2 or 3 months now. Mine actually go back to February, but nobody don't know that because I'm cool like that.
You funny.
But you know.
You funny.
What? You're so stupid.
I know. Okay. We did have, okay, once trust is broken, can we gain it back? You know, that kind of was more.
You can
of
gain
a topic.
It. Yeah, I said you could.
You did, and I think that was more so from one of our other previous hosts, you know.
She was like,
listen to that show, because that's where our life coach went in and was talking to her about forgiveness, and, you know, and you can forgive. Forgiveness is there. You can
mess up 1,000 times. It's just up to that person to forgive you that many times. Jesus already Jesus already done did that for us, so we can sin all we want to, because he already spoke for us.
Well, hell, that don't mean you
got to
keep going out there sinning, though.
I mean, but at the same time, everybody's sinning every day. One sin ain't worse than the other one.
Well, you're right. And the next one was
questions.
And I
need to get technical about it.
Questions to ask while dating in 2015. Of course, we all know about that. You know, the questions to ask. Have you ever been involved are you bisexual, gay? You know what I mean? Those are questions that
right.
you ask. You know, your HIV test. You know, that kind of stuff. These are. That was a good show as well, and we did have some great guests on here too. Is this the one where we had Alonzo on here? I think this is where Alonzo was on.
I don't know.
I think this was one that we had Alonzo on. I think so.
You sure?
That was a funny show. Three relationship topics people don't discuss until it's too late. Of course, you know, that was a pretty good one as well. And of course,
yeah,
you do know the three relationship topics. You know, people do wait for the last minute to ask a lot of different things. You know,
yeah.
I think, okay, I'm a snorer. You know,
how many times
you
been married?
yeah, how many times you've been married, how many children do you have, you know.
Are you married right now?
Right. Are you married right now? Are you engaged right now?
Like, are you married? Like, well, you know, I'm going through a divorce right now. We ain't together.
Yeah. Are you divorced or are you going through a damn divorce? Now, what's going on now?
What's going on?
Now?
Is it? No. If I want to marry you right now at the courthouse, can we do it?
That's the question. You know what? That's the question we need to ask. If I want to go to the courthouse with you today,
can we get married?
You know, I'm going to share this story, and y'all going to wrap. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. But my ex-husband, before we got a divorce, right, you know, he had started dating before. You know, I didn't date until my divorce was final, but he started dating. Oh, and he told this girl, this girl just swore me down that, y'all ain't still married. You just want to be married. Look, I said, I know I am still married. I know I'm still married. And I can remember telling her, go try to marry him then. You go try to marry him then. I mean,
go try to marry me.
You go try to marry him, see how he'll get locked up. You do that. I want you to see. I really want you to try.
You're so stupid.
I want you to go take your ass right on down there to the courthouse and try to marry him.
You're so stupid.
So anyway, I mean, his mama done told you he married, girl. You gonna just sit here and say she lying? She just want to be married, him. God, ask him to sign the papers, please. If he go sign these papers, we can get a divorce. But you try to go marry him and see what happens. So anyway, that is a question.
I heard that
show. I didn't even mention it. But I definitely
you go try. You go try.
Say that's a good question. Okay, dealing with the partner with the wandering eye. You know, men gonna look, women gonna look, I'm gonna look, you know,
yeah.
If I see a
all
nice
women,
effect, do
but,
I
you know, ill majority of men, my eyes always wander. That I wear shades. So that's how I don't be disrespectful. I wear my shades.
Right.
Because I'm a man. Now, majority of the time, I don't look, because, you know, mine look better anyway, but it's just in you to be a man that you're going to look. Nigga going to be lying to my damn look. If you don't look, something wrong with you. Because she looking, too.
Right, yeah. You know, and my thing is, you know who you come, I know who he coming home with. I know, you know, so those things don't bother me. I'm not insecure about the wondering eye. Those things don't bother me, because if I see a nice-looking guy, okay, he's nice-looking. You know, but I don't think he's hot enough the way I'm going to try to talk to him, because I know exactly what I have at
what
home
you got.
And who looks
exactly.
out. And, you know, and how he looks out for me at home, you know. So I definitely know, you know, I definitely wouldn't do that. I wouldn't trip on him, you know, for looking, because sometimes I'd be like, oh, she bad. Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, but I know I'm better. You know, but she bad, though. You know, I give her that. She bad, you know. But,
go
yeah,
ahead
so,
on, Bingo.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I ain't mad. Okay, then we had Miss Marriage Overrated. You know, it was, for us, I think we both kind of was like, it was a little overrated. It's a little overrated. Not really much to touch on that topic, but yes, it's overrated. Go back and listen to the show. It was funny. What are the roles of a pastor's wife? That was a very good show. Please definitely go back and listen to that, because we actually have two of that show because it went out on us, but I still have it there. So definitely go in and listen to the roles of a pastor's wife, because Megan Good is a pastor's wife, and of course she dressed very provocative and
it was a young lady, they had on the bathing suit, the white bathing suit that everybody was
sharing
on Facebook about, you know. I didn't have a problem with that because, you know, she with her old man, her husband, whatever, nigga, we finna go, we out here doing it, we out here. Now I would have tagged her in the picture like, we out here. Pastor Johnson and my wife, we out here. That would have been my tag my caption. Say what you want
right,
to say.
Right, right, right.
Ain't nobody around here perfect, man. I'm tired of these folks swearing they perfect and all of this and that.
Right.
And think
I mean,
they don't do nothing wrong.
And the funny thing to me,
the people that don't that swear they don't do nothing wrong be doing the most wrong, man.
Don't
get me started.
No, we ain't gonna get you started. We ain't gonna do it. Living the swingers lifestyle. You know, we had a couple of swingers on that show. Definitely go back and listen to that too.
Yeah.
We had a couple of swingers on this particular show talking about their lifestyle and how, you know, the young lady was stating that she ended up dating the guy, one of the couples that they used to mess around with. He left his wife or whatever for her. You know, that's and then she wanted to get out of it, you know, stop doing it after that. So definitely that was a good show too. And we also had
we had
D on that too, talking about, you know, his swinging life and how things work with that. And
yeah, he always does keep
the crowd going, you know. He definitely has a lot of personality. Okay, it's okay for a woman to propose, of course not. You know, that's a definite no. You know, that,
Carolyn, I think she did touch on that. Supposed to propose. Yeah, she did. A woman should not do that.
No days at all. I don't need
you could propose to me with a dinner plate, dressing, collard greens. I like
oh,
that.
What you said on the show that night? What you said? If she get on one knee, you just gonna make her kill. Oh, she's gonna be getting
yeah.
paid.
That's right.
Y'all need to go back and listen to that show because it was funny.
Ain't no getting on no knees, bitch.
Yeah.
But that's the only way. Getting on your knees you want to. I know where to go.
Okay.
You ain't got to tell me where to go. I can be blind. I know where to go. You get on your knees.
Okay.
I'm gonna just reach out if I'm blind and reach for a head.
friends with benefits. We talked about that. You know, that was a pretty good topic too. I think that's what we had. Talked about friends with benefits. We talked about I cannot be that friend with benefits because, like I stated, that we're women, females, we are emotional, and we think with emotions. So I definitely could not be a friend with benefits. So that was a good show. 10 sexual fantasies every man dream of. Male woman,
yeah.
Of course. 10 sexual fantasies every woman has and won't admit. Public displays of affection was good. You know, we talked about different things to do in public, you know, that people do in public, and we had a lot of feedback with that. 8 argument starters in relationships, you know. that was a good one.
That was funny,
Yeah, it was funny. 10 reasons you shouldn't have sex with your ex. We had some good points
on that.
That
was hilarious. We just tripped out. Like, all these shows, we were, like, actually tripping, and it was, like, good points through the whole show.
Having a good time. 8 rules on how to deal with a bad breakup. Just go find you somebody else. No, you know what? Let me stop. Just go find somebody else. Just go find somebody else.
Where your selfie stick at, girl? Show that new nigga. She gonna pull that bitch out too, boy. She don't care.
I got enough,
bitch.
They love you. Right, I got it now. They love it. They love the show. Me and Bay.
Me and Bay. The nigga be in the shadows and shit. Nigga be in the shadows.
Yeah, he be in the shit.
I don't see Bay though. I don't see Bay.
What Bay at? You just gotta show
out
that nigga. Who in
Bay?
Me and
Bay. That nigga snapped back all the way down on his face, nigga.
First of all, that nigga hide because he already mad because he don't want nobody to know y'all talking. So why you got, and you got me and Bay? Facebook is a trip. Don't try to tell you it is a trip. We will be discussing the topic about all this on Facebook next. We finna crack the wheel.
That's a yeah.
Because it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. That
right.
We gonna touch on the Debbie, the Man Crush Monday.
Next Tuesday.
And the last one, that was our last one. 8 rules on how to deal with a bad breakup. Next week, get ready to listen to, and we're going to talk about everything that posts on Facebook. WCWs, MCMs, what is it? Bay. I mean, all that shit is going down. We're going to talk about all of that next week. We need to put a stop to this shit. Enough is just enough. All these sweet days every week, all these MCMs and WC, this shit finna stop. I mean, it's just about
the thoughts post a single every day, bitch. We know.
Yeah. Oh my God, the church decides. I see cheat every day.
Guess I'm going to just still be single. I'll be like, God, wait, bitch, we know.
Talk about these damn Facebook, okay, the Facebook name. Okay, here go my new name, Nikki, a child of God, all my blessings, Durham. Nigga, I've been born by the king of the spirit. I think I'm stuck.
I don't got none of them type of names on my page. Every name on my page, you got like a RIP for somebody in between. You know, everybody got that on there.
Nikki, blessed from above with all his love, and then Durham. Come on, man. Really? I don't understand that. Oh, boy.
We off air? We gone?
We still on air.
We might have done went too far. We done went too far.
We done went over. You know, but look, guys. Oh my God, everybody still listening. Look, guys. Look.
We gotta wrap it up.
We over 18 minutes, but we honestly having a good time. Next week is totally strictly Facebook. Selfies, MCMs, WCWs, Bay.
Facebook names.
Facebook names. Every other week, y'all get ready to go to church. Got on y'all church outfit said, that's all right, the God's going to send me somebody. Come on, man, stop. We're going to touch.
Town single.
Oh, my God. Keep posting you single. Come on, man. The thirst, no, we can't do it. The thirst is real. But
2 hours a day, be like, niggas ain't shit. From 8 o'clock, this what happened. See, from that night, she been calling the nigga all night. He answered his phone. So that morning, she post shit like, niggas ain't shit. Fuck all on. He done woke up and done text her. He done text her, babe, I went to sleep. I was so tired. She got that message. She don't apologize. By 2 o'clock, me and Bay about to go have lunch.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Let that shit go,
oh
girl.
Man, let it go, man. Look, we had a great show. We love you guys. See you next week.
All that good stuff, man.
All that good stuff. All right, man. You want to go ahead and go on and do the shout out right now? Let me know.
Yeah, you can catch me on Instagram at Exotic Plush Hair. Very prominent business of 7A and 8A grade hair unprocessed virgin hair. You can always purchase it from me directly, or you can go to my website at exoticplushhair.storeenvy.com. Also, you can catch me on Facebook at Miguel Esperanza. That's my new page. Some of y'all can't spell, so y'all probably won't get it. Or you can get me on my old page, Miguel Mailman Esperanza. If you can spell Miguel, you can find the rest of my name. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Fuck with me, holler at me. I'm going to keep it professional with you. I ain't going to be, keep it real straight and narrow when it comes to my business. And that's how I'm going to handle it from here on out.
That's our way.
Shout out to Bay.
Yeah, you got to give Bay a shout out. I mean, Bay got to get one. You already know my MCM. I'm gonna send a shout out to my MCM. I show up tomorrow. My MCM post me on his wall, boy.
Tomorrow Wednesday. He either gonna post you or he gonna do the nay nay. You got to do the nay-nay.
He gonna do the nay-nay. Well, all right,